So, Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. That's Fly Jam Bob requested. That's Little River Band, Mary's Boy Child. Because we were talking about unusual Christmas albums last week. And we played something. And then, Dan, the Harry Belafonte song was off of the Colonel Sanders album, right?
I thought it was off the Waffle House one.
The Waffle House. Maybe it was from the Waffle House, yeah. It was from one of them.
No, it was the KFC.
Was it KFC? Okay. So the Colonel Sanders album. And Bob asked if I had ever heard the Little River Band version of that song. And I had not until I heard that portion right there. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text and your request for Wild Card Wednesday. We're going to be talking about some holiday stuff here, including holiday parties. And I got some hacks for you to make your holiday parties and food preparation easier. Little River Band, though, I've got to say, every time, it's not like the Little River Band comes up a lot. But whenever there is a mention of Little River Band or I see something online that involves, for some reason, the Little River Band, I immediately think of the movie The Other Guys. Dan, have you seen The Other Guys?
You know, it was on cable over Thanksgiving break, but it was like midway through. So I was watching 5-minute bits, but I didn't want to like watch it.
It's my favorite Will Ferrell movie. It is. I like it. I think it's even funnier than Anchorman. And Mark Wahlberg as his partner. They play cops, and Mark Wahlberg as his partner. Wahlberg is hysterically funny in The Other Guys. It's like such a great slow burn comedic performance. He gets bigger laughs than anybody in the movie, and there's a lot of really funny people in that movie. But when I think Little River Band, I always think of The Other Guys because they're driving to a crime scene in Will Ferrell's Prius. And Mark Wahlberg wants to put on some metal. He wants to get all pumped up and put on some jams. And Will Ferrell puts on Little River Band and starts singing along to Little River Band. And he refers to them as LRB, short, Little River Band. It's like, yeah, I got LRB. And at one point, Mark Wahlberg takes the CD out of the CD player in the car and whips it out the window because he doesn't want to hear LRB, doesn't want to hear Little River Band. And Will Ferrell just puts another CD in. He's like, "Oh, I got plenty of CD. I got plenty of little. I got LRB. Don't worry about it." So anytime I hear Little River Band, I think of The Other Guys. And once again, if you've not seen The Other Guys, it is hilariously funny. And early in the movie, there is a scene that involves Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Samuel L. Jackson, who play like the badass cops, the hero cops. There's a scene where they jump off a building very early in the movie, which is one of the funniest things, one of the funniest payoffs at the end of a scene I've ever seen. So it's on cable. It's on cable all the time. Whereas Ernie's reenacting the scene right now. He's the scene on the roof, man. It's one of the funniest things ever, man. When they hit the ground at the end, I almost pee myself every time I watch that movie. So funny. So if you've not seen The Other Guys, see it. And our engineer here, Ernie, also agrees. Highly recommended. All right. I think it's the funniest Will Ferrell movie of all time. Okay. We got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and we got news all coming up. And then after the news, we'll jump into some holiday hacks for you if you're throwing a party. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Jeff for Wild Card Wednesday chose Saga. On the Loose, Baby, by Saga. All of Canada is going nuts right now. Tables are flipping. Hockey pucks are flying. Molson is being drunk. Saga rules. Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Any song, any artist, anything, any saga. How about that, Esmeralda? A little saga to start your morning?
Cool.
Yeah. Don't you wish you were Canadian?
Sometimes.
Oh, man. All right. Little saga to get you going on a Wednesday morning. You ever hear that song before, Esmeralda? On the Loose by Saga?
I have not. I thought it was Rush.
Also Canadian.
Oh, are they?
Yes. Yes. Don't even play around. So, all right. Now, Esmeralda, you are not having, are you going to any crazy, nutty, goofy Christmas parties where people are going to host nuttiness?
I think I'm going on Saturday to a holiday party. Yeah.
See, I think Saturday is the day that most Christmas parties are happening. Isn't that right? I mean, wouldn't you say that this is the weekend that they're all going to be really happening?
Right, because the next one is...
Too close to Christmas. It's Christmas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because people are gone Christmas Eve, people
right?
are already traveling.
God, yes? Christmas Eve is in 2 weeks?
Oh, boy.
Wow, man. I got to start buying some Saga for all my friends.
Yeah, it is.
Would you guys like Saga?
The people?
For Christmas?
Are they going to come to the studio?
Yeah, I can get down. You know, they're probably busy in Canada, but they won't be busy in America. Have them perform live. You know how we have a lot of musicians live in studio? We need to have Saga right in here, live in studio, and perform. Well, anyway, Dan, you guys just had a Christmas party, right?
This past Sunday.
How did it go for you?
It was very nice. I mean, it's a small affair. It's just my two best friends and their families. But yeah, it was really nice. They trucked it despite the weather, and we sit around and talk about music and TV and have a good time.
So. Yeah, that sounds like a good night for me, too. Sitting around talking about movies and TV and sports and stuff and being with your friends, that's cool. Did you guys run out of canned whipped cream?
We did not run out of canned whipped cream.
That seems to be an item here.
Right.
You spotted this story.
I did.
Justin, now Esmeralda, you might want to load up on your canned whipped cream.
Doing whippets? What's going on here?
That's a very Canadian thing, whippets. I don't know. No, they're in short supply as holiday baking season looms. Because, man, you know, everybody's baking.
You could just make your own.
Yeah, of course you could. But it's easier to just get a can of whipped cream. Just in time for the holidays, an industry-wide shortage of canned whipped toppings, such as Ready Whip, appears to be looming after a fatal explosion at a Florida nitrous oxide plant in late August stunted the supply chain. Conagra Brands, the Chicago-based food manufacturer that makes Ready Whip. Ready Whip is made here? In Chicago? I did not know that. I thought, like all good things, it was Canadian. Confirmed Monday that the supply of nitrous oxide, a propellant for aerosol toppings, was affected by the blast. And in that regard, Esmeralda, whippets will be down a great percentage.
Yeah, it will.
Spokeswoman Lainey Friedman said stores still have the product in stock, but supplies may be limited in the peak holiday season, which is right now.
Okay. Cold whipped whipping cream.
Yeah. And get yourself the hand blender.
Yeah, you can do that. Get a ball, one of those jars, the brand, like ball jars, jars.
Mason bars. Mason jar, yeah.
Throw it in there, and you just shake it up real hard.
And whipped cream. And you have whipped cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not hard at all.
No, I know it's not hard, but a lot of people just like get a can, press a button, comes out.
I know, but in the time that you have to go to the store, you could add 10 jars of it made.
Yeah, but don't you have to go to the store to get the whipping cream?
Well, if you're baking already, you would have whipping cream.
Random aside, as part of the joys that I have of putting together out of context is I actually get to hear the context of things.
Yeah.
And so thanks to Lou Manfredini and Lindsay, there was a out of context dominated by the two of them a couple months ago. But it was about a product that will make whipping cream very easy, like, you know, kind of what Esmeralda said, but there's like two or three special ingredients or special mechanisms, whatever it is, that will make whipping cream in like minutes for you. So,
yeah, I know there's gadgets that you can that you can use.
I make it in my magic bullet.
Of course you do.
Just vroom, vroom,
now,
done.
Now, when you make it in your magic bullet, is there a woman in a robe and with curler smoking a cigarette standing next to you while you're doing it?
No.
Oh.
Thank goodness.
She's the best part of that.
It'd be like
the
Shining.
The best part of that. She's the best part of that infomercial. She's got the hairnet on with the curlers in her hair. She's wearing like a house coat. Well, what am I, 80? House coat. She's wearing a robe, smoking a cigarette. I don't know. How does this magic bullet work? Sounds like Mercedes McCambridge. There's a reference that no one under 50 is going to get. Esmeralda, do you know who Mercedes McCambridge is?
A lady in a house coat who smokes cigarettes?
No, she was the voice of the possessed Reagan in The Exorcist.
Okay.
She was an actress, an older actress who'd done a ton of stuff and had that kind of a really deep... You know, she was like, you know, she said all the foul stuff that Linda Blair had to say. That was her.
Got it.
And before, you know, like before each session where they were doing the voiceover work for the movie, for The Exorcist, she would drink like a half a bottle of whiskey. She would smoke like a ton of cigarettes and right before each take, drink a raw egg.
Did they not have special effects and audio yet?
No, she wanted to do that. Yeah, they had special effects and audio. I mean, they didn't have, you know, what's available now. But she had that voice, and she was an alcoholic and smoked 50 packs a day. So it was just an excuse for her to continue drinking and smoking on the job. And she had the script in front of her. You know what I mean? It was, she didn't have to get off book or memorize any lines or anything.
It's very method.
Yeah. Raw eggs. Ugh. She would drink a bunch of whiskey. Smoke a bunch of cigarettes and then drink raw eggs for like each session. So she had like a phlegmy thing happening in the whole, yeah. The results are pretty amazing, I got to tell you. I don't know, you've seen The Exorcist, Esmeralda?
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a woman, man. That's not a guy. That's a woman doing that voice. So I just made a Mercedes McCambridge reference that no one got because I said house coat. Does anybody say house coat? Am I like the only... Because I'm 95 years old.
No, that was a gift to all of my female cousins from my aunt a couple years ago.
House coats?
House coats.
And she referred to them as house coats?
Yes.
Your aunt?
Yes.
How old is your aunt?
I better not guess in case she's up listening.
Okay.
But are they robes?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what a house coat is.
No, because in a lot of Mexican moms and grandmas... They wear these aprons that are like full-on entire outfits.
Do they call them something?
Is
there a name for that?
I forget, but they're essentially house coats because they wear them all day.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's what you wear. They call it a house coat because you put it on. It's like a robe, but you just put it on. You walk around in it all day.
Yeah, this is sometimes I think they have sleeves, but for the most part, they're sleeveless. They're like vests, but they have buttons, so you button it up, and it's very long.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. I don't know if there's a specific name for it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But it's very housecoat-like.
Yeah. Yeah, man, housecoats. They're coming back. I'm telling you right. You know where they're big? Canada. Everybody has a housecoat in Canada. Customers will be indulging in pies, hot chocolate, and other desserts that calls for whipped cream. It's in stores now, but we're encouraging people to buy it early. There will be a shortage if people buy it at the typical levels during the holiday. Whipped cream purists would simply suggest making your own, as Esmeralda has just said. But the canned aerosol products introduced in the 40s still do a brisk business in the U.S. Ready Whip is the leading aerosol whip topping, according to sales data. From IRI, a Chicago-based market research firm, in the 12-month period ending November 27th, sales exceeded $278 million, which represented an increase of almost 9% from the same period a year ago. Those are retail sales figures, which do not include Costco. Well, why don't they include Costco? That's like cases of stuff. People buy cases of that stuff at Costco. You walk out of there with 912 cans of Ready Whip. Friedman stresses the shortage isn't Conagra's problem alone, but extends to all food products that use nitrous oxide. And that would include spray can versions of Cool Whip made by Kraft Heinz, which is headquartered in Chicago and Pittsburgh. Now, would that include the Easy Cheese, right? Easy Cheese, right? That's probably affected. Wouldn't you think? It's got to use the same thing, right? It's got to use the same nitrous oxide, right, to squeeze out the cheese.
Now, the explosion, was this just a company that did nitrous oxide things?
Yes, yes.
Oh, so yeah, maybe.
So yeah, Easy Cheese. You better get your Easy Cheese.
Or just get a block of cheese.
That's not the same. Easy cheese is lovely and processed. Easy Cheese rules. I mean, look, I realize that, you know, but that is a fantastic product, Easy Cheese. You know, that's one of the mistakes they make in Blues Brothers. You guys remember when they go into the hotel where they're staying, the house where they, the apartment hotel where they're staying at? There's a dude in the lobby. Blind guy, you got my cheese whiz, boy. And Dan Aykroyd throws what is not cheese whiz. He throws Easy Cheese. Not cheese whiz. Cheese whiz comes in a jar. That's cheese whiz. He throws the aerosol can of Easy Cheese. You got my cheese whiz, boy. No, I don't. I have Easy Cheese. Sorry. I think the guy's blind. I don't remember. No, because he catches it. I don't think he's not blind because he catches the Easy Cheese, which is not Cheese Whiz. So there you go. You know what the problem is? Dan Aykroyd's Canadian, and he really is. Oh man! All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then when we come back, I'll give you some kitchen hacks to make food easy and get out there and get your whipped cream now. Your Ready Whip, and get your Easy Cheese now, because it's all going to be gone next week. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday continues. If you'd like to jump in here, any song, any artist, anything, you pick it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 630 area code. Requested The Darkness and their song Girlfriend. Whatever happened to those guys? Remember 15 minutes for those guys?
I did enjoy that song.
The hit that they had?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't buy the album or the CD or anything, but I thought the video was funny. I thought they were funny because it was like this throwback, like sort of unapologetic throwback to, like, you know, glam hair metal from the 80s with the high-pitched goof. I wonder whatever happened to those guys. My friend Scott Oaken went to see them when they toured and raved like a lunatic. Says they were almost as good as the Mambo Kings. So,
it's saying a lot.
You're damn right it is. Be messing around with the Mambo Kings, man. Yeah, at any given time around 1994, if you stop by the Honeybee Complex, me and Scott Oaken, maybe 1, 2 in the morning, honey, you would be watching the Mambo Kings. Did you know Bendejas, when he auditioned for the Mambo Kings, Bendejas could not speak English?
Yeah. No, I knew that.
Yeah. And, like, he had to phonetically audition. He had to, like, learn all of his lines phonetically, and he got the gig. He had done a ton of Almodovar movies, you know, before that. That's where everybody knew him from. How many Almodovar movies has he done? My God, he's probably in like 12 of them. And he rules in all of them. So. Yes. Okay. So here are some tips, Esmeralda, some hacks. I'm sure you know some of these. I would not be surprised if you knew some of these little tricks.
Okay.
Okay, here are 9 kitchen hacks to make food for a bunch. Everybody's going to be having some fun. Before they panic when they want to run out of whipped cream. I don't know what anybody's going to do. Where's the Easy Cheese? Where's the whipped cream? It's going to ruin so many parties. Soften butter faster. No one wants to wait for a stick of butter to soften when holiday cookies are on the brain. Shred your stick of butter with a cheese grater for easier spreading and quicker softening. Now, that's a good tip. But what people don't really understand is that you can have a butter holder and leave it out. You don't have to put butter in the fridge. Do you have a butter dispenser, Esmeralda, that you can just leave out on the counter?
No, I don't. I don't use stick butter to eat.
Just for baking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that, but I got the, you know, for the butter that I use, like, to put on bread or whatever, I've got the spreadable stuff that's in the tub. But for baking, you got to use stick butter.
For sure.
But that's a good idea, though. Get a cheese grater, woompy, 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 and there it is. You got some grated butter. It'll melt faster. That's a good...
It's the sound it makes?
Woompy, woompy, woompy. Makes it woompy, woompy, woompy.
Huh. All right.
That's the universal sound of grating things.
Oh, all right.
Woompy, woompy, woompy. That's when you grate some cheese. You know, you get some Parmesan cheese. You got a nice plate of spaghetti. Woompy, woompy, woompy. You got Parmesan cheese all over the house. That's a good idea. Now, Esmeralda, the next time you bake something, are you going to try that?
If I forget to take the butter out to soften,
right,
then maybe.
Now, when you're baking, you take the butter out early, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If I read it in enough time.
Well, so, you know, unless you're doing like, because if you're making like biscuits or something, you want the butter to be cold,
right? So yeah, I don't really do a lot of baking. So.
Yeah. All right. How about this? Store gravy in a thermos. Make your gravy way in advance, pour it into a thermos until it's time to set the table, and then transfer it to your gravy boat. That's a good idea. Make your gravy early, then you got more burners available on your stove top. Then you put it in a thermos. That's a good idea. These are good tips. You going to try that one as well? Do you have a thermos?
I don't own a thermos.
It's in my house coat.
I need to get a thermos just to put gravy in it. A gravy thermos.
I'm picking out this thermos for you. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's from The Jerk with Steve Martin.
Okay.
He sings it to Bernadette Peters. He gets a thermos for her. Have you not seen The Jerk with Steve Martin?
It's been a very long time.
You don't remember the thermos song?
I don't.
Dan, how about you? Do you remember the thermos song?
Can't say that I do.
Oh, good, because that might be a question on one of the SNL cards we have.
Wait, why would it be if
because
she's
it's
not
gonna,
a member?
It's going to connect, like Steve Martin has been a host 8 million times.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he's had, like, recurring characters on the show. The Wild and Crazy Guys. See, that's
but
why
he's not a member.
He's not a, he was never a cast member. He was just a host. But he became such an integral part of the show. He hosted more than anybody in the 70s. And not a lot of... I mean, there are some people who have returning characters, like hosts who have returning characters.
Yeah, so he's like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, Baldwin has had returning characters. Tom Hanks had short-term memory, man. They had the part... Do you guys remember when Tom Hanks would host and he and John Lovitz would do the two dorky guys trying to pick up ladies and... And she's not interested. I'm a loser. Do you remember when they would do the two dorks trying to pick up ladies?
Is that the one where he lies?
No, that's okay. Different. Okay. That's The Liar.
Okay.
That's the ticket. I'm married to Morgan Fairchild. Yeah. That's the ticket. So, anyway. All right, so store gravy in a thermos. So get a thermos. Call Steve Martin, have him pick out a thermos for you, brother, and he'll sing the song for you.
I'll get one specifically for gravy carry around.
It's a gravy thermos. That's right. Yeah, that would be a mistake if you're at the football game and you want to warm up. Oh, honey, give me the coffee.
What are you talking about? That would be a pleasant surprise.
Not for a lot of people, it wouldn't.
You'd take a sip of its gravy and be like, whoa,
no, I'd be,
it's my birthday.
I would be happy. It's my birthday. And oh, my God, there's mushrooms in it. All right, we got a break here for the news, and we'll come back with more kitchen hacks, and then Esmeralda and I will play some celebrity name game. Congratulations to the 773 area code for requesting the worst Christmas song ever recorded in the history of music. 773 area code. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Anything goes. Wanted to hear Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, and he wrote in a text, I know even Paul McCartney hates this song, but I love it. It's horrendous. The worst Christmas song of all time. Anyway. Wild Card Wednesday continues. 312-981-7200. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and my hero and my buddy and yours at 6 o'clock for your morning drive is the great Steve Cochran. Alrighty then. We've got an edition of Celebrity Name Game coming up right at 4:30 after the news. Are you ready to go, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, if you're planning a party, I've got some wonderful kitchen cheats and hacks for you. You shred your butter with a cheese grater. Spreads quicker and softens faster. Esmeralda particularly enjoys storing gravy in a thermos. That's a good idea.
Just to have to sip on.
All right, so the next one on the list is peel garlic in a snap. Now, this one I knew about. I've done it a different way, but it says place the cloves in a lidded jar and shake vigorously. The peels will fall right off. Have you ever done that, Esmeralda?
No, I've never had to peel that much.
Yeah.
For me to have to, throw it all into a big bowl.
Yeah, I've thrown it in. I've done it with the two metal bowls on top of each other. You throw the cloves of garlic in, just shake the hell out of it. It takes like 2 seconds. I hate peeling and cutting garlic. I hate it.
I mean, once you smush it,
yeah,
the peel
I know.
Comes off
the,
pretty.
Yeah, it does. Right. But I just like the chopping of garlic and all that stuff because it's sticky. It sticks to the knife.
Right. Oh, you know what you do?
What?
You sprinkle it with a little salt.
The salt will get it. Well, you're probably going to put salt in with it anyway.
Yeah, so it won't stick to the knife.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're going to eventually.
Or just get yourself one of them thingies.
What?
Them garlic smushers.
The garlic. Yeah, we had one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one that had wheels.
Had wheels?
Yeah, it would look like a little.
You had a garlic press with wheels?
Yeah, it looked like. It just looked like a little domed car thing. It looked like the Jetsons car. And then it had little wheels that you would, so you'd run it onto a table back and forth.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It was useless.
Oh, it was?
It was real useless.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah, it was. It was real useless, though.
Well, the garlic press, you got to remember, when you do the garlic press, you got to have a knife to scrape off all the stuff, and then you got to clean the inside out.
Yeah,
That's a pain in the ass.
I hate all of that.
Yeah. All right. How about this? Keep your brown sugar clump free. Have you heard any of the tricks on how to do that?
You put a piece of bread.
That's right.
Yeah.
Add some bread or marshmallows to the bag. The moisture will keep the sugar from hardening into annoying lumps. That's true with regular sugar, too.
Oh. I have the biggest block of brown sugar in my pantry right now.
But you didn't put any bread in there?
No.
Just going to smash it with a hammer?
I guess so.
You know what you should do? Just keep it in a thermos.
I should.
Have a gravy thermos.
So I can
have
sip it.
Have a brown sugar thermos. Have a mustard thermos. You know, whatever.
It's all for sipping, you know.
How about this one? Give your potatoes an ice bath. Cut a thin line around the circumference of each potato. Boil them and then drop them into a bowl of ice water. Once they cool, the skins will be easy to slide off. I've never tried that.
I don't usually peel my potatoes. So I'm assuming this is for mashed.
Do you keep the skins on for mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
I
don't really notice it.
Yeah. I mean, I have in the past.
All the vitamins in it.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
All them vitamins.
I've never shocked potatoes, though.
That seems like a lot of work.
It does.
You gotta get the ice and a bowl.
I mean, I've shocked other things. Like I've shocked vegetables and stuff like that. Well, potatoes are vegetables, but I'm talking like broccoli and asparagus and stuff like that. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Use a bowl of ice water, and then the skins will slide off. Okay. I trust you. maximize your oven space. Put a three-tiered rack in your oven to cook or warm your pie and green bean casseroles while your turkey roasts. Well, that's just common knowledge. How many racks do you have in your oven at home, Esmeralda?
Two.
I also have two, so you'd have to go out and get another rack.
Are you sure that's what they mean?
Put a three-tiered rack.
It's not one of those, like...
in your oven.
Racks that are already, like, together or something.
Well, they probably say go out and buy a three-tiered rack or get another, because I would have to have another rack. But I've only got two. Hey, you were telling me off the air that you are watching Top Chef.
Yeah.
All right. And the last episode, when they all had to work in that one kitchen, why was there only one rack in the oven?
No, there was no rack.
There was no rack in the oven. Why?
I don't know. And I'm amazed that no one just went, hey, go ask somebody for
go
a rack.
Go get a rack. Not only that, who made the biscuits? How do you, I mean, because the biscuits, they said the biscuits were raw on top but hard on the bottom. You know why? Because there was no rack in the oven.
Yeah. I hate when they let that, when they're like, well, you should have done it. It's like, well, but there was no rack.
I know. That's when they're at judge's table, it's always like, you know, you're screwed, man. Colloquial will go, well, you should have, why didn't you put a rack in the oven? Where?
And the other people who didn't have biscuits are like, well, they're missing.
Yeah.
It's like, geez.
Yeah.
None of you are ever happy.
That show rules, though.
Yeah, no. It's
oh,
great.
My God. It's the best show ever. Again, I take notes, as everyone knows, on Friday mornings when I get home. I take copious notes. I won't be able to watch the Thursday night episode. Maybe I'll have to watch it live Thursday night while it's on. Because Friday I'm going to be here for 53 hours straight.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to hide under the traffic hut desk, take a nap.
Well,
Mary does traffic in here.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be on. Cochran already gave me the okay. I'm going to be on his show for the whole 4 hours Friday.
I'm going to nap.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'll nap in a corner somewhere.
All right. You'll find some place to nap.
I'll go somewhere.
Yeah. But yeah, well, the reason why Esmeralda and I are going to be hanging out is because we're both going to be in the Christmas Carol play. And that starts at 10 and goes till noon.
I have to find a snappy sweater.
I'm going to wear the same one I wore last year.
Because I don't own any Christmas sweaters.
I own one, and I bought it last year, and it's a really bad Christmas sweater with Blackhawks. It's a bad Blackhawks Christmas sweater. I wore it last year. I'm going to wear it again this year. But, yeah, we're going to be here doing our show from 2 to 5, hang out from 5 to 6, and I'll be on with Cochran from 6 to 10. 10 to noon, we'll be doing Christmas Carol, Christmas party, office Christmas party. And then I'm going across the street to see the damn Star Wars movie, so I'm not going to be home till like 5 o'clock on Friday evening, and I will have had 5 minutes of sleep. So I'll have to watch. I think I'll have to watch Top Chef on Friday night, get a couple hours of sleep, and then get my notes out and start.
Do you have a binder?
I have paper in front. It's like, I bring papers and stuff home from work. Like, especially when I do segments on Cochran's show, like, I'll have notes in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll cut them into four squares.
Index cards?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
And I have them, it's just a bunch of regular paper that's been cut into fours that I have a stack of on my coffee table with notes about Top Chef on it.
Do you highlight them, or?
No, I just write notes. Yeah, and I have a list of all the chef testants, and I put little notes next to them, and I circle who I like. And then I eliminate who's gone, so I know, you know, who, like, at the beginning of each episode, I'll look and go, okay, this person is at this point. I like this person. This person wow. was eliminated. It is a total geek, dork process that I do every single time I watch the damn show. And I am, by the way, shockingly, I'm single.
No.
Yeah. I don't know I have no idea how it's possible. For women to just not throw themselves at me because I take copious notes on a bunch of pieces of paper alone in my apartment while I'm watching Top Chef. Isn't that sexy?
You know what? You're dedicated.
Yeah, right. All right, we got a break, and then we got a few more kitchen hacks to make your food preparation easier in the holiday times, and then celebrity name game. And we also have a very good and exciting Blackhawks Express coming up later.
Oh, swinging night in the town.
All right. Wild Card Wednesday continues. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here. Tim requested Jet Set by the Penthouse Playboys. People might remember it from the Cubs commercial about Chris Bryant. Oh. Oh. All right. Esmeralda, I was just tooling around on the intranets.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, you and I were talking off the air, that you are going to try a cleanse, like a diet cleanse thing with no sugar and no stuff.
Right. No food.
Yeah. I was just looking, and evidently there's a taco cleanse. There's a book called The Taco Cleanse.
Well, I mean, if you eat enough tacos, yeah, they'll cleanse you right up.
There's finally a new trendy diet that aligns with our kind of New Year's resolution. Creators Wes Allison, Stephanie Bogdanovich, and Molly R. Frisinger and Jessica Morris. God, it took four people to develop the book after eating tacos for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 30 days straight, and are encouraging everyone to do the same. The scientists provide all the necessities for following a taco-based lifestyle, including five recipes for tortillas. There's a waffle version and over 35 vegan recipes for fillings and all the fixings to complement them. And you don't even need more taco making equipment. So it's a detox plan. While the detox plan doesn't promise weight loss, there are plenty of other benefits for the taco cleanse.
Yeah, like eating tacos for a month.
A taco consumed within 3 hours of waking is called a breakfast taco. It's been anecdotally proven to erase the ill effects of the previous night's toxic indulgence. A midday taco frequently results in more positive physical effects. And the spicy taco consumed prior to sleep stimulates the nocturnal imagination and has been used by taco spiritualists to induce prophetic dreams. You see that? As if tacos couldn't get better. And then we hear all these wonderful facts.
Tacos can do everything.
Yes, they can. So try the taco cleanse, Esmeralda, instead of the sugar with no food.
Sugar with no food?
Yeah, it's just the sugar.
Just
in
sugar.
Sugar in your thermos. That's a...
To sip on, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's a few more quick kitchen hack tips for you guys who are having holiday parties and need some help. Freeze your whipped cream. Well, you're going to have to since there's an unbelievable shortage of it. Fill seasonal cookie cutters with whipped cream and pop them in the freezer to create fun toppings for your hot cocoa. Oh! That's not a bad idea, right, Esmeralda?
Although, how big are cookie cutters versus your mug?
Well, if it's a regular-sized cookie, you can probably...
It'd be kind of big.
I don't know. How big of the cookies do you make?
I don't know. Probably almost a little bigger than a mug.
Yeah, but you have... I see the mug
like
that you're drinking out of. I see the mug that you're drinking out of. The circumference of that thing is the size of a Buick. So you'd be fine.
I'd be fine, but
yeah. Oh, jeez. All right. Perfectly poach your eggs in a muffin tin. I don't need any help poaching eggs. It's one of my massive strengths in the kitchen. Is I am a killer egg poacher.
Is that one of your superpowers?
It is. It's as far as my cooking skills go. I proudly am an incredible egg poacher.
Did you learn that from your notes on Top Shelf?
I refer to my notes from Top Chef. It's my favorite way to eat eggs. It's my favorite preparation of eggs. It's absolutely my favorite as a poached egg. I don't like anything more. I love any kind of egg, the way it's cooked. But by far, my favorite preparation of an egg is poached. And it took me a while to do it, but I'm good at it. But here's what they say. Make a breakfast for the whole family at once. Pour one to 2 tablespoons of water into each compartment of your nonstick muffin tin. Add an egg to each one and back up for 10 to 15 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes. That seem long? It doesn't say how hot the oven should be, though. So, there you go. I don't know. Make your waffles, make more than waffles in your waffle iron. You have a waffle iron, Esmeralda?
I do.
You can use your griddled iron to cook cakes, grilled cheese, and hash browns for family-sized batches. How about that? It'll help you out there. Canadian Bill, William Shatner, says, put that gravy in your thermos on your fries, add some cheese, and you have what Canadian staple poutine. We know that. We know what that is, Shatner. Mark says, Esmeralda, a few drops of water will usually re-soften brown sugar. Don't attempt to drench it while waiting. Don't be tempted to drench it while waiting. So there you go, Esmeralda. You just put a few drops of water in your bag of hardened.
Oh, no. This thing's like a rock.
Was it like
and
10?
It's a large rock.
10 years old?
Probably.
You know what I had one time on my show? I did this a couple times on my show. We should do this again because it's the holiday season, Dan. I had people go into their spice cabinets and see how old some of the stuff is that they had.
Oh, boy.
No, I know. It was hilarious. We got to do it, Dan. We have to do it. Maybe we can do that tomorrow or something. Because, you know, I'm off next. Maybe let's do it Monday. Let's do it the Monday morning before I go on vacation. Everybody, if you've got, just go to your cabinets. I want the oldest stuff, canned stuff, spices. Go to your spice cabinet. By the way, it was every single time people were like, oh, my God. They would look at the date. Some of the stuff was like 7 years old that was in the cabinet. It's hilarious. And then 847 says, let Esmeralda know that Menards sells ugly Christmas sweaters and vests for just $15.
Yeah, but I don't want ugly.
All of them are ugly.
I want cute ugly.
They're all ugly. All
I want
Christmas
silly
sweaters.
Cute.
They're all. It's going to be ugly, trust me.
Like, I want one with a picture of a pug on it or something.
It'll still be ugly. Look, I have the greatest sports logo in the history of sports on my ugly sweater, and it's still ugly. All right, we got a break here. We got the news and then Celebrity Name Game after that.